Thanks for tuning into The Revolution with Jim and Trav with our DIY Outdoorsman Show.
It's on. It's happening.
Now, kicking off a two-parter with Dave Folsen, host of Trigicon's World of Sports Afield on Sportsman Channel, Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. This is part one.
Hey, we are back. We're talking DIY Outdoorsman. And I got to tell you, our next guest, man, he knows everything about leopards because he's got spots.
That's right. You know what? Scott Layseth, he's going to cook anything that Dave kills.
Ooh.
Anyway, Scott was before the break. Dave Folsen, he is just now joining us. He is the host of Trigicon's World of Sports Afield on Sportsman Channel. That is Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern time. You guys are in what, Mr. Dave? Your 11th season? Is that right?
I think on Sports Afield, we're probably in our 9th season, and I believe we're in our 17th season of Tracks Across Africa.
And Holy cow. If you add all
we've been doing it a while, boy.
Yeah. My gosh, that is a lot of adventure. One thing I want to get into with you, and I think this is so interesting, Jimbo had mentioned leopard hunting. Would you say out of all the dangerous game, leopard is one of your favorite to pursue, sir?
No, I'd say it is my favorite.
Is it really?
There's no maybe to it.
Now, what is it about it that's so intriguing?
Well, where do you start? To me, I call it hunting's greatest chess match because, you know, unlike, you know, a lot of hunts, like a buffalo hunt or an elephant hunt where you're tracking them and you're following where they lead until you catch them, with a leopard, you're trying to get him to come to a specific place at a specific time of your choosing where you can shoot him, you know, in legal shooting hours. And you're trying to convince him to claim meat that he knows he didn't kill, that he's stealing what he believes is from another leopard. He's not trying to think, well, this is Dave trying to trick me again. But, you know, it is truly a chess game. And the leopard makes a move, and then the hunter will counter with a move. And this goes on and on until you eventually have a conclusion. Now, hopefully that conclusion is him on a bait branch, you know, with you with a clear shot at him, and you're going to get your leopard. It doesn't always happen like that, but, you know, that's what you're always trying for. And it is, there's no animal in Africa, guys, that's made me sweat, froze me to death, made me get up and come home at more ridiculous hours and the mental strain of it. But I tell people, you know, it's kind of like fishing for marlin. It's a lot of work until you get a bite, and then it becomes the most exciting thing you've ever done. But when you get the payoff, there's nothing better in Africa.
Well, it's really funny. When I was over there and we were tracking a buffalo that I'd shot, we were right in the middle of a big herd of impala. And the guy said, do you want to shoot an impala? I said, yeah. He said, I need one for bait. I understand that's one of their favorite things to eat is impala, and you put it up a tree.
Well, look, it depends on where you hunt. You know, we do a lot of hunting, you know, where there's a lot of lion around, and lion are more than happy to pinch your bait. So, you know, when a leopard makes a kill on his own, if he's in an area that has lion or has hyena, then, you know, he's not going to be able to successfully defend his meat from either one of those species. So his only alternative is to take it where they can't get to it. And sometimes I've seen baits and zebras and stuff you wouldn't even believe the leopard could get up in a tree, all the way up in the very top of an acacia tree or, you know, a sausage tree, you know, and you think, how in the world? That's a half-grown zebra stallion, but, you know, you got a 160-pound cat. Took it 40 feet up into the air. But that is their best way to keep, you know, their hunting success to themselves and not have to share it with lion or hyena.
Yeah. Isn't it something like when you go on a leopard hunt, Mr. Dave, that they generally start like around a 14-day hunt and up because it is so much time waiting, so much time hunting. It's not a quick, easy, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, get it over and done with type of deal. I mean, usually when you hunt leopard, you don't hunt anything else until it's done. Is that right?
Well, that's partially right. Now, like a buffalo and a leopard combination hunt, you know, that's a pretty good hunt because, you know, you're hunting buffaloes at the time where you're not baiting for the leopards,
yeah.
You're hunting buffalo early. And then, you know, we don't start baiting, checking baits and refreshing baits till about 10, 10:30 or so. And by that time, a leopard is usually pushed off. He's went to lay up for the day. He's fed, you know, at night or early in the morning. And so it makes sense to hunt buffalo. But you don't want to book a leopard hunt and say, like, you're hunting elephant.
Yeah.
Two very time-consuming deals. I mean, I wrote an article not long ago about a guy, you know, wanting to do elephant lion and leopard. On a 21-day safari, that makes sense. But on a 14-day safari, like you'll generally have in Zambia or, you know, Zimbabwe, where we do a lot of our hunting, you know, it is a specific time requirement to hunt leopard correctly. 14 days is about right because you've got to get baits. You've got to kind of bait your trot line, so to speak, throughout the hunting area. And then every day, if you do it right, you've got to recheck baits, freshen baits as they rot, or, you know, get fed on by a leopard or maybe stole by a lioness. But you've got to check your bait run every single day. And then, you know, done correctly, we do bait drags, you know, with the gut bucket. You know, we'll drag from all points across a road, from water holes, up a dry riverbed where we know a leopard's traveling, hoping he'll hit that scent drag and follow it back to the tree. And then once he does, he looks up there, and if he's a big leopard like we're hunting, he says, somebody just lost their dinner because it's mine now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it happens in leopard society. They are not above thieving from, you know, females or a younger male, and they often do that.
Yeah, well, the hardest part for me would be to sit still and be quiet. Because, I mean, when you're hunting a predator, I mean, all of their senses are keen, especially when they're up there feeding and whatever. And, boy, I have heard tell where if you just make a simple move, they can hear it and they're gone. Is that true?
Yeah, it just depends on the cat. You know, there's a couple things that factor into that. An area where, you know, they've been hunted fairly hard, yeah, they are, it's spooky how wary they are. And, you know, any sound that doesn't fit into their daily life is going to get their full attention. I mean, no coughing, no sneezing, no throat clearing, no talking. It is silence, and it's not for everybody. I mean, we all know people that have better patience levels than, you know, maybe another guy. If you are not a fan of sitting still, and hell, I'm not a fan of sitting still, but it's the price you pay to play that game. So you are going to spend a lot of your safari called that. And I made mention earlier of an article I wrote, and I titled it Africa Through a Peephole.
Mm.
And, you know, if you like doing two cat safaris, you can spend your entire time looking through a little hole the size of a softball. And, you know, if a guy wants to be constantly on the move and, you know, seeing new sights, and there's nothing wrong with that, then leopard is probably not a hunt that he wants to do. It would make a terrible first safari, I would say that. It's kind of a graduate course, let's call it.
You bet. Hey, Dave, we got to take a break. Can you stick around?
You betcha.
All right. Hey, we're talking with Dave Folsom. He's the host of Trigicon's World of Sports Afield on Sportsman's Channel Saturday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yeah, also you can get DSC's Tracks Across Africa. Normally airs on Outdoor Channel, but right now it can be seen on MOTV. This has been presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Mr. Dave, to learn more about you, your awesome adventures, everything you guys do, your television shows, where can we find you online, man?
Just Google Safari Classics Productions. We'll come up about 30 times with the different things that we're involved in, and that's the quickest way to probably connect with us.
You bet. Hey, more Dave Folsom right after this.
Don't go anywhere.
The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Connect with the boys on social media and at jimandtrav.com to access a whole world of exclusive outdoor awesomeness.
Just trust me. I promise you'll all love it.
Like Jim's blog, Trav's Take, Buy or Bust, professional hunting and fishing tips and tactics, wherever you are, whenever you need it, jimandtrav.com. Stick around. The Revolution will continue next.